from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back in, everybody. Royals baseball tonight right here on KFH will come your way. I think I said the Royals are on the road. They're not on the road yet. They finish out the homestand with the Cubs, and then they hit the road as we look to a series that I don't know what to make of the Cubs really this year. I know that, you know, they've got some decent starting pitchers in there. And I guess there's a little bit of I've seen two different starters for the Cubs listed for tonight's game, both Hendricks and Kodai Senga. So I'm not sure which of them is getting the start. I mean, Imanaga, I should say. Imanaga's been really good, and Assad's been good. And those two will pitch two of the games, but I'm seeing two different names in two different places. It should be Hendricks tonight, and he has not been good going up against Brady Singer. But this is your series, Singer, Lugo, Reagans, where you get your three, you know, your three guys here, and you hope that the Royals take advantage. Three more home games, then they hit the road for six straight. But it's, you know, first three of those six are against the White Sox. So again, it sort of goes back to that Diamondback series. I think that as annoying as the final game of that series were with the awful blown save, it didn't feel like it was some momentum buster or something like that in that series. And we'll find out. Right? Are they still as hot as they were when they come into this series against Chicago? We'll find out. I would say that I like their chances at a sweep here, at least two out of three. If they can't do that, now we're going to have a little bit of concern, because it is going to be a tight playoff race. We know now the Mariners just added. That's a team that likely will be in the mix, at least in that wild card. Maybe they win the division, but they'll at least be in the mix for the wild card. So there's a little bit of pressure while they continue to get ready and, you know, go toward the trade deadline and do all those things. That game gets going at 7 o'clock tonight. It will be good to see Brady Singer get back on the mound. Brady Singer, what an interesting story he has been this year. He has been, you know, good far more often than he has not been good this season. But he is capable of some not so good starts, but he has been relatively consistent. He gave up four runs a couple of times ago in that game in Boston. Then he was great against Chicago. He was great in Colorado. He's kind of, Tommy, been really good against bad teams and not as good against good teams. If you kind of go look at his starts this year, he's dominated bad teams, and I don't want to say he's consistently struggled against good teams. He's just been far less dominant, which is not that crazy to think about, right? It's easier to pitch against bad teams. But Singer, with a game against the Cubs tonight, you would think the Cubs are not You know, they're in the mix still. Not a great team, but this should be an opportunity for a good Brady Singer start, I would think.
Yeah, it should be. And then you look at the other side, and Kyle Hendricks has not had a good year. He's got an ERA that's approaching 7 for the Cubs. He's 2-8 this year, and he's got a whip that is approaching 1.5. So it's really been a season to forget up to this point for Kyle Hendricks. His last start was a loss. He only went 5 innings and gave up 3 runs on 3 hits, had 3 walks. He had that loss against the Diamondbacks on Saturday. So again, it's been a rough year for him. So the Royals have the opportunity to take advantage of that. That being said, Hendricks, in just a handful of starts against the Royals in the past, has pitched well against Kansas City. Hendricks is 2-0 with a 1.40 ERA. So he's pitched well against Kansas City in previous starts. So, you know, that is something to keep in mind as well. But I do think that knowing that Singer has been good against bad teams and bad against good teams, and the Cubs have, yeah, they've underperformed, you know, quite a bit this year. And knowing that Hendricks has had a bad season, I do like the Royals and I do like Singer tonight.
The Cubs are a little bit deceptive to me. I don't think I would call the Cubs a bad team. They are in last place in the NL Central, and I'm not sure I would call them a bad team. They have had pretty good pitching this year. They've struggled a little bit offensively, certainly. But again, a run differential that tells you there are far worse teams. So, like, I think that they're, I wouldn't even say they're a good team. I think they're at least an average team. It wasn't that long ago that they were thought of maybe as buyers in the thing. I don't want to be deceived there. I think we were deceived a little bit by Arizona going into the stretch, right? They were under 500. Well, they're white hot. Right now.
And they're the defending National League champions, right? Like, that was one thing I think that was forgotten about with Arizona going into this series.
The Cubs have been way better pitching, and maybe not Hendricks tonight, but everywhere else. Like, their pitching has been way better than Arizona's has this year. Their offense has struggled. So knowing that going into this series, you've got to lean into your big time 3 pitchers here to shut their offense down. In 3 games, shut them down like that. And that's where I look at this series. And it probably is advantageous to get those 3. It should be a series you absolutely take at least 2 or 3, probably a series you need to be thinking sweep here if you're the Royals. But it lines up bad offense against your 3 best pitchers. Shut them down. Take advantage of these 3 games. And as we look at it, that's what I would sort of suspect. And knowing that, you know, maybe the unders are a way to play these this weekend. I'm very curious to see with the Royals what happens offensively over the next 3 games. And you know, again, they're going up against a starting pitcher with like a 6 ERA tonight. But other than that, can they continue to stay hot? Is the Arizona final game just some outlier where you blew a save? Or does that, you know, kind of unravel on you? That'll be the thing to watch in this series, but it should be good. And yeah, it is 3 more. We may have had a connection issue there for just a second. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We're going to see what's going on here with the connection. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It's all Brockton Caster. It's Sports Daily. We'll figure out what just happened. Something just happened. And we'll be right back.
.975 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.